absolutes. If you think you can't ascend to paradise without those absolutes, you are 100% wrong. You cannot make up your own path to paradise. You have to choose God's path to paradise. So, what do we do in this dilemma, this human paradox?
Vanetics, with Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase. A series of weekly teachings on spiritual leadership, soul growth, and the principles of divine administration. Presented by the Mandate of the Bright and Morning Star at the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion. The title of this teaching is The Human Paradox. Here is Gabriel of Urantia.
It's interesting how people can be genius in some areas and in others absolute idiots. In science, we base a lot of our, decisions based upon, two and two equals four. And we leave out intuitiveness. We leave out clairvoyance, reception from God, which is what clairvoyance is. Even clairaudience, same thing. The reception of God through our ears, the reception of God through our mind circuits, and not just looking at facts that we surmise from a theory or a bunch of theories. In Star Trek series, there's the divine, I don't know if she's called Diana Counselor. Was she called Divine Counselor?
Just Counselor.
Just Counselor.
She's pretty cosmic, though.
Yeah. And she was able to determine quite a bit by her intuitiveness and her understanding of spiritual laws, which most people don't have an inkling of what that is. People will not so much even listen to advice of a spiritual counselor. They'd rather hear from a scientific counselor that don't know how to use what we are learning here, ascension science, where we fuse both spirituality and science, intuitiveness and fact, to come up with equations, to come up with truths. And like I said previously, what if everything we've learned is wrong? There's a school called phenomenology. I mentioned this before, that I went to Duquesne University, and that's a whole semester of learning phenomenology. It's basically how to disregard everything you've ever been taught and to start anew with new theories go from there. But don't use anything you've ever learned. It takes practice to even begin to try to do that, because we are creatures of habit. We are creatures of mind habits, which we draw conclusions based upon false assumptions. And a good, and I hate to use this word, but a good clairvoyant, a good psychic, can't do that, can't base anything upon fact, can't base anything upon logic. If I would fail in anything in school, it would be logic, because I could not have brought through continuing Fifth Epoch of Revelation, let alone the beginning of it. The Urantia book deals mostly with cosmic fact. The continuing fifth deals with more spiritual metaphysics. So the two only come together in ascension science. Doesn't come together with just science. Doesn't come together with just spirituality. You have to fuse science and spirituality. And that's kind of like an art, and it's a learned art. You know, for someone like myself or Neon or other elders who have had more lives, things click more easily. But for those who are newer souls, or for souls that are in rebellion, it doesn't click as easily. Therefore, the physics of rebellion is just that. Your physics is based upon your own rebellion. And it's not based upon the laws of God. The spiritual facts of God. And it's based upon self. So a lot of time is spent in your daily lives just being miserable. and you think that's okay. You think that's how it's supposed to be. It could take you decades to get out of that. Could take you a lifetime or two, or even more, I suppose, for some. If you're blessed enough to give it an opportunity to go on, even though everything you do is a mistake, or near a mistake. And you interpret life through a series of mistakes. That's how you view life. You might not realize you do that, but you want to find fault in everything. You want to find fault in your elders. You want to find fault in the systems. The reason you do that is because you make more mistakes than anybody else. That's the reason. And therefore, you can justify your own false reality by seeing faults in others. This is ugly. This is the Lucifer Rebellion to the hilt. It's a part of the Lucifer Rebellion that's a little harder to understand. Like when we get up into the higher volumes, it's begun to be taught. When you get up into the higher mansion worlds, it's begun to be taught. But it isn't so easily understood, basically because your mind is sold out on yourself. That's a hard place to be, and it's a hard place for a counselor to get you out of. Because you're the god of your own universe. The sun revolves around you. Everything revolves around you. Because when you begin to accept someone else's theory about your life, about your reality, you've got no mind of your own. If there's one thing about Van, you could count on. Izzy has his own mind. That's why he didn't fall into rebellion, because he has his own mind. This is where you have to come to. Some of you are like robots. You're robots of life. You're robots of doctrine. You're robots of theory. You're robots of philosophy. You're robots of it all, because you can't think for yourself. I'd rather have you disagree with me than to agree with me all the time. If I'm telling you truth, then you got no choice. If you're going to seek the truth, then you come to the same conclusion I'm telling you, if I'm telling you the truth. I try to tell you the truth as much as I can. I'm not out to try to fool you. That's not what a teacher does. A teacher tries to help you to understand a better way, a higher way, an expanded truth. Not that truth will be the truth throughout eternity. Hit another universe, truth may change. Huh? Yeah, because there's 700,000 creator sons, and they can do pretty much what they want to do within the limits of their own, within the realm of their own universe. Some absolutes they cannot change, but others they can bend, man. They can bend it, and they do bend it all the time. That's why the Urantia book readers, in this country anyway, don't want to come in to see FER. They want to believe there's no such thing as star seed. They want to believe that everybody on Urantia, which is an experimental world, is a new soul. They want to believe that the thought adjuster within you is an experienced thought adjuster that's been around the block, but you haven't. We're talking about progressive, what was it?
The human paradox.
The human paradox. God in you. Well, that's like mixing apples and oranges, you know? That's like, I don't know, getting into a car and turning backwards and trying to drive. It just doesn't work out. So there's a proper way that you have to face in order to make it work, using the machines, elements that God has given you. The Lord does not give technology, and I've said this before, without purity of purpose. Einstein said he would not have given E equals MC squared to the world if he knew it was going to be used to create an atomic bomb. He might have had an idea that could happen, but he allowed it. And does that mean that he was an evil person? No. It just means that what he discovered when the laws of physics, others took advantage of in a negative way. And that's the same thing Lucifer did in the Lucifer Rebellion. Took advantage of things in a negative way, negative manner. So I like to be like Diana, the counselor, who could resolve issues, resolve things by intuitive analysis and being able to see the result of wrong thinking, what can happen if something isn't changed. And It does at times drive me absolutely crazy. But that's me. That's my problem. But anybody who has the gift that I have has to live with it. And so the human paradox of having God within us and you being a stinky son of a gun at the same time is quite the paradox. Mm-hmm. You usually fall prey to your lower self. That's called sin. It isn't called error anymore if you do it twice. If you do it more than twice, sin. It's sin. You know you're doing something wrong, but you do it anyway, because God's going to forgive you. Well, you get along away with that for just so long, and then forget about it. It's over. God will not allow you to do that anymore. He will send you to another fallen world where you will experience more pain and suffering until you get it right. Get it right. Get what right? Get right the wrong that you are doing, the wrong that your elders are trying to point out to you. That's the human paradox. I like to make it pretty simple, right and wrong. God and the devil, you know, right and wrong. And you think, I don't want to deal with those kinds of decisions. Well, I'm sorry, Fannie Mae, you're going to have to get dealt with those kind of decisions. So is every sentient will creature in the grand universe has to deal with those kinds of decisions, because no matter what universe you're in, there's always a right and a wrong. Always. It may vary a little bit from universe to universe, but there's always a right and a wrong. So unless you become God yourself, and plenty of New Agers think they will become God, and they can write their own laws of time and space, and even create their own universes, be co-creators with God. Of course, that's the Lucifer doctrine, but it isn't the truth. What is truth? Truth is finding the absolutes. That's what truth is. You should write that one down. Because the Urantia book teaches absolutes, relativity in absolutes, but not absolutes in relativity. It's absolutes that tie everything together. It's absolutes that form the foundations of eternity. It's absolutes that holds every universe and every super universe together. It's absolutes that holds the paradise, 1 billion perfect Havana worlds from bumping into one another. Absolutes. If you think you can't ascend to paradise without those absolutes, you are 100% wrong. You cannot make up your own path to paradise. You have to choose God's path to paradise. So, what do we do in this dilemma, this human paradox? That God has to be the choice every time. You can't put it off all the time. So I'll pick it back up in a year. God heard that. God heard that. And whatever you want most for one solid year, you're not going to get it. How do I know this? I've lived it, ladies and gentlemen. I've lived it. That's why I can speak with authority about this subject. I've lived it. I'm afraid to do anything wrong. That's called wisdom. That's called wisdom. I'm afraid to be jealous. I'm afraid to be resentful. I'm afraid to be lustful. Being lustful at 24 years old is one thing. Being lustful at 50 is another. Being lustful at 60 is another. Being lustful at 70 is another. Mm-hmm. And God is the righteous judge. By the time you're 50, you're supposed to be a more balanced man. A man that a woman can trust as a father. As a father. Us men, we definitely have to get our animal self together. Or else we will not ascend anywhere. And worse than that, he will not give us the very thing we want the most. Who gives all good things? It's not John Wayne. God. He is the giver of every good and wonderful thing. God is the giver. And until you learn that, you're going to continually be mad at God and trying to get it your own way. Like so many defaulters do from the kingdom of God. People who come here, they're not just defaulting from divine administration. They're defaulting from God's kingdom. God's kingdom. And that's an eternal kingdom that you cannot escape from. Where are you going to go? Siberia? Think you're going to escape it there? You're going to escape it in Australia? Where are you going to go? There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to run. And your search for vanity, because that's what it is, you've chosen that. You've chosen your own path. And that's what you'll get. You'll get the worst of the worst of the worst. That's what you'll get. If you think I'm trying to put the fear of God in you, I most certainly am. That's what a good teacher does. What's Baladin do when he comes in? He puts the fear of God in you, one way or another. He does it probably better than me, but he does it nonetheless. He could probably make you laugh quicker than me. Yeah, he's got more experience. However, truth is truth, and we should fear our lower natures. We should fear making a mistake, because the human paradox will be just read. It's just that, choosing the right choice. And everything, all eternity, until we become thought of just diffused, is choice. Right or wrong choices.
Vanetics, a weekly podcast highlighting the teachings of Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, founders of the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion, home of the Global Temple of Divine Administration. For those who feel called to serve humanity as destiny reservists, visit uaspr.org. We bid you come.